This is the Middle East Report. Each week, we bring you truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East and the stories that remind us that we live in prophetic biblical times. The Memorandum of Understanding between the United States and Iran to pause military action, reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and restart negotiations has shattered. Iranian-backed forces attacked commercial ships in and around the strait this week. In response, U.S. forces struck dozens of Iranian military targets, saying the action was meant to protect freedom of navigation and impose a high cost on the Iranian military. In a Fox News interview this week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Iran's hostility toward the USA and Israel was on full display.
They were shouting, "Death to Trump." Death to me, of course. We have to kill Trump. Death to America. This is what is the face of this minority that has taken over, hijacked this talented people, the Iranian people, the people who fight for freedom, have been massacred on the streets for freedom. So I think that if the Iranian people were given a chance, they'd throw these bums out. And I think we have to recognize that. They are not America's friend. And we should not let them have nuclear weapons or the means to deliver them. Both to us, but also to you. That's very, very dangerous. So this is a battle of freedom versus fanaticism, and the fanaticism can be seen on the streets of Iran. The positive force for good, for security and prosperity in the Middle East, is not with Iran. It's the countries that stand against Iran, and that's the United States and Israel, whose brave soldiers fought shoulder to shoulder to cut down Iran's nuclear threat and their ballistic missile threat.
We've had over 13,000 strikes on them. You've had over 8,000 strikes on them. Why is that government still standing?
Because it has a few hundred thousand goons who kill, murder, broad daylight and at night. They murder their own people. They've murdered and maimed over 40,000 of their own citizens. And I think that's the reason they're in power. That's the same is true in Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is one of their proxies of Iran's fanatic regime's proxy in Lebanon. They also threatened to kill the Lebanese who want them out. The Lebanese government said they want them out. They threatening them with at the point of a gun. And the same is true of Hamas, their other proxy in Gaza. They just murder. They shoot people in the back of the heads if they refuse to accept their tyrannical rule. So this is a regime based on tyranny and terror. It has an axis of terror based on tyranny and terror. And the ones that have been fighting it is Israel and the United States.
In that same Fox News interview, Israeli Prime Minister warned that any U.S. sale of F-35 fighter jets to Turkey will have major security consequences for the region.
Turkey is a great country, but it's governed by a man who calls openly for the annihilation of Israel. He occupies half of Cyprus, a NATO country. He's threatening Greece and other NATO countries, and he talks openly about conquering Jerusalem. His foreign minister, his number two, said that the Jewish state hasn't a place among humanity. Basically, it has to be wiped out. His interior minister, said he looks forward to be the governor of Jerusalem. Well, for a regime infected by the Muslim Brotherhood, an extreme movement that hates America and chants death to America from that side of the spectrum, I don't think they should be given F-35s or the engines for their fighter jets, because that'll upset the power balance in the Middle East, which is ultimately guaranteed by Israeli air superiority and also by, I think, by America's posture in the Middle East.
They're also financing Hamas, and you guys know that. So they yes, might have helped, but they're financing Hamas, right?
They finance Hamas. They harbor Hamas. They roll out the red carpet for Hamas.
When the Memorandum of Understanding was signed between the United States and Iran to pause the war, there were a lot of people who were very, very concerned about this, including conservatives and Republicans, all of them questioning why would the United States give Iran billions of dollars in relief. It appears that this Memorandum of Understanding has only emboldened Iran for more terrorism there in the Middle East. That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening. Get a podcast of the show at AFR.net.